Lopez and Reggie Adatula.
That's right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. It's a football Friday, but we might be getting a little too much football right now in our studio on TV. Is the replay of Thursday Night Football last night?
Oh, they're not replaying it, are they?
Broncos Saints live for myself and John Lopez. We will not subject you to that.
I've already been subjected to this.
We will take that bullet for you, dear listener. But appreciate you hanging out with us here on a Football Friday. John Lopez, myself, Reginald Adatula, Byron Matthews sitting in for our guy Fig today. Fig is moving into his first home today. And so salute to the man. Send him good vibes. Hit him on Twitter or on Instagram or wherever you have him. Let him know that you're thinking about him.
Also, doesn't mean we're not going to have a mixtape, though.
That is true. We will automate the mixtape and see if we can get rid of Figgy forever. was that not supposed to be said out loud? My bad. But no, we will still have a mixtape because Figgy is diligent about what he does. Also, with a Football Friday, the drive is going to be out and amongst the people in Edo. You want to make sure to go see them fine folks. And I guess maybe me, because I'm definitely going to go out there.
Good deal.
Because they're broadcasting from East River 9.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, go see the fellas, and I'm going out there just because I haven't played golf.
Take your clubs.
They're in the trunk.
Nice.
They're in the trunk of the car right now. I'm leaving after the show and going straight there because I haven't swung the clubs in a long time,
mm-hmm.
and I just really want to hit some balls, you know. So I'll go out there, but you can do the same. You can get something to eat. You can see the fellas. You can sign up for the raffles that they inevitably have out there, and of course. Just have a good time on a Football Friday. Speaking of the Football Friday that it is, let's do some Texans win because, Texans lose because. What are the things that will ultimately determine what causes, or you know, whether the Texans get a win at Lambeau or a loss, only their second of the season against the Packers? Would you like to start?
Well, what I'd like to do is let's maybe knock out the obvious ones.
Like the one that 713 just sent, which is the Texans win because D'Amico calls J.J. Watt. Do you mean just like calls
him in
general?
Well, no, that's not so obvious.
Have him come back? Like, what are we talking about, 713? I want a better understanding of what's happening here.
I think the obvious one is turnovers.
Sure.
Let's knock that one out because that's what the Packers do so well. So Texans win because you limit that. And maybe you create a couple of your own, or at least a significant one of your own. So I got a couple of other thoughts, but I think turnovers, you know, that's the obvious one, and that's what the Packers do so well.
Yeah.
So that would be one, maybe the story of the game.
Yeah, Texans lose because they turned the football over. You won that game last week in large part because you turned the Patriots over four times.
Mm-hmm.
You won the turnover battle by four. That's a lot. And the Packers have been doing that kind of consistently as well. If you can limit them for one, but also if you can just not give them or not lose that as well, you give yourself a much better opportunity of winning. And I think also, even if like the turnover battle is even, I think this is going to be a tight game. Where the game gets really out of hand is if you let them win the turnover battle, as they've gotten accustomed to.
What about you? I've got some others, but I'm curious.
I think the Texans lose because they do not get pressure on Jordan Love.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm real interested to see exactly how they go about it. This is a defense that, with D'Amico Ryans, where they've gotten more comfortable sending blitzes. I think a lot of that is because of the confidence they have in Derek Stingley, but I think some of it was because of the confidence that they quickly developed in Kamari Lassiter, who will not play. So I'm in some ways of two minds. Like, it feels like with the lesser, and of course I say this with all due respect to all the guys that are stepping in, right? Mm-hmm. You talk about Neville Hewitt, you talk about Jake Hansen, you talk about D'Angelo Ross, you talk about obviously Eric Murray, who has always been involved but is really stepping to a starting situation. Like all of those guys involved here, it's lesser than your starters, right? Inherently. And so with that maybe lesser coverage capability, do you go with the perspective of because you don't have guys that you feel like you can leave one-on-one, man, you just rush with four more often, maybe blitz less, and believe that the newly returning D'Nico Autry along with Will Anderson Jr. And Danielle Hunter get home? Or do you go the opposite way and go, hey, we can't leave those guys back there to just be back there and then let Jordan Love dice you up, and now you send blitzes with understanding that, hey, the back end is going to be a little exposed, but you anticipate the front end getting home. Because one thing about it is Jordan Love has a ton of guys to go to. And with that, all those guys to go to, they also have, they can pick at all of the, you know, deficiencies that you may show defensively.
You mentioned deficiencies. Again, like you said, all due respect, but I think the Texans would lose because they get gashed. in the running game, which is not what they do. It's not what, you know, but these are backups, man, especially up in the middle. I mentioned that stat that just sort of jumped off the page at me earlier this week. You know, between the tackles, the Packers eat. I mean, they are good between the tackles. And that's where you have at least, you know, at least one regular starter gone, although Danico Autry is coming back at the defensive tackle position, and both your linebackers, you know, or I have been good, but it's not your starting linebackers.
Right.
You know, and they're good at running the ball. If you get gashed, now you win because Neville Hewitt is that tackling machine.
And he's looked it. He's looked it early.
He's absolutely looked it. So that I think that's going to be crucial.
Absolutely. I agree with you 100% there. I know this text comes in, and I feel like it comes a little tongue-in-cheek, but I mean this wholeheartedly. From the 713, Texans win because Schultz catches the ball.
That's my other one.
100%. Yeah. Right? And not just the basic of when the ball is thrown to him, catch it, right? I'm not just doing that. But the Packers defensively have not had a good time limiting tight ends.
Mm-hmm.
That is a potential weakness in their defense, right? In a defense that turns the ball over, but outside of the turnovers, they're not an incredible defense. So that is a place where you have a guy that you're spending a lot of money on and that you believe highly on. Let Slowick tell it. Let C.J. Stroud tell it, right? And so getting him the football, if he's able to hit them in that spot where it hurts, that's going to make it tough. It gives them a pick-your-poison type situation. Yeah. Are you going to then try and make sure you stop Dalton Schultz? And does that then open up Diggs, Tank Dell for even more? I think that could be very beneficial for you if Dalton Schultz is getting the football, catching the football, and really hurting a defense that is susceptible to it.
In terms of like what's expected, because we kind of know what we expect, although we hope for more from Stephon Diggs and Tank Dell, and we know what to expect from Joe Mixon, and even if we hope, you know, it's even better, what we expect, Dalton Schultz has to be more than we expect for them to win. So I'm with you. I think the Texans win because, you know, from the offensive perspective, I mean, excuse me, from the defensive perspective, if these one of these three wide receivers and Tucker Kraft, the tight end, doesn't just go off on a weak spot at the safety position. Texans' very recent history have had trouble with the deep ball down the middle, and you got your backup safety and Eric Murray there. You got a backup cornerback who held up well, D'Angelo Ross, but he's still a backup cornerback, much like the linebackers. And I really have a lot of respect for those wide receivers. You mentioned Christian Watson, the big dude, but Jaden Reed, I think, is outstanding, and Romeo Doubs is out there as well. That's three dudes. That's three guys that are going to be in there. And, oh, by the way, that's Matt LaFleur. Yeah. Matt LaFleur knows a thing or two about game planning, you know?
Yeah, he's been a very, very good job. He's done a very good job, rather, of like disguising what he's doing, being creative. Hell, the reason why they've been able to sustain the record that they have, the Packers, while losing Jordan Love, is because they brought in Malik Willis, and we know he's a limited quarterback, and they understood that, and they just put him in a position to
make out what they needed.
We're going to run the ball in all sorts of different ways. Like, we're not, you know, we're running the football, but we're also going to still be multiple in that we do it in different ways, right? He has that kind of capability to him as he falls in line with that whole Shanahan tree as well.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I think that's a great point that you bring about. Continuing, Texans win because, actually, I'm going to turn to the YouTube, who again brings up another thing that I wanted to get to. Texans win because Jordan Love makes bad decisions when he's under pressure. And, yes, this is a possibility. We talked about turnovers, but this is a place where turnovers can happen. He is a gunslinger, right?
He'll throw the ball.
And so, especially if you can get him under pressure, especially if you can make him more prone and more susceptible, or like more towards that gunslinger mentality where he throws it up there. You're gonna
maybe
get
desperation,
these guys.
You know, when he starts pushing it a little bit,
that as well, right? Yeah. And maybe some of that is also the offense's job. If you have the game score and the grand game script in such a place where he feels like he has to be more aggressive, you might give yourself an opportunity to turn the ball over and make it really tough on the Packers. So yeah, no, absolutely leaning into that portion of him that gives you an opportunity to take the ball away.
I have a couple more that I think are going to be absolutely crucial for the Texans to win. If it comes down to a kick. If it's a close game late, you know, and the Packers with McManus, how old is he?
Brandon McManus?
Yeah.
I think he's about 47 and a half.
I think that's what you said earlier. Maybe
I said
more than
73.
So They're going to be reticent to really put him in a big situation, but he used to have a big leg. We'll see about that.
He's actually 33 years of age.
So 47.
That's crazy. I'm talking crazy about him, and he exists as being a single year older than me. I am such a jerk. My bad, y'all.
But, and then on the other hand, you know, you've got Kyahmi Fairbairn. I think we can all agree that that missed 40-yarder was something of an aberration. So, if it comes down to, I think it's going to be a high-scoring shootout. I've already said that a couple times. And if it comes down to a kick at the end, I like the Texans' chances.
281 chimes in. Texans win because they win the battle up front. Starts with the O-line. We have not talked a lot about the O-line, and I do wonder, I guess I'll ask it to you as a question. Is that because, for you, you feel like there's an expectation and that's just what it is?
Well, not really. I think the offensive line has just been so up and down. Mm-hmm. We've seen a couple of really good games, a couple of really bad games, and a couple of games that were so-so. But I think there's more confidence in the offensive line because Mixon and Dameon Pierce are both going to be playing.
Yeah,
especially Mixon. I think he makes them better. We heard Slowick a couple of times already today talking about that, about how the line was so much better. And maybe it's confidence. You know, who knows what it is? Maybe it's Joe Mixon making them look good. But keep in mind, the tight ends and the receivers were blocking well. D'Amico pointed out, you know, that this week. And I thought that was going to be big time. And you know, another Texans win because Texans lose because I really feel like, you know, with the defensive line, we've been focused so much on the defensive tackle and Autry. Will Anderson just had 3 sacks.
That's 3.
That's 3. Danielle Hunter stepped up his game.
He added a sack.
And had a sack.
It might have been the biggest one and the biggest play in the game.
In this game, I think they're going to be more focused on, you know, first of all, more than anything, keep him in the pocket.
Contain him, yeah.
But, dude, they were finishing last week. If they can, you know, that's a turnover perhaps waiting to happen. Coming off the edge. We're focused so much on the tackles and the middle of the defense. If Will Anderson, if that comes in bunches thing that Andy Kalu has talked about a couple of times, the bunches are still coming. It could get real fun for the Texans defense.
Yeah, and I don't know if I said this part explicitly, and maybe it's bad for me to like maybe move towards ending the segment on this, but Texans lose because the Packers are able to pick on some of their defensive secondary. I know Matt Burke was asked, do you expect Green Bay to throw at D'Angelo Ross, who will be starting opposite Stingley?
We didn't necessarily have that expectation. I mean, I know, you know, Sting's a good player, so like maybe teams don't want to challenge him all the time. But at the same time, I mean, just talking about like they operate in the structure of their offense, and if you're trying to force the ball to a certain side or a certain place or whoever that is, like maybe that takes you out of your offense. I'm not sure that's something that they want to just live in and operate in. So D'Lo played a really good game for us. We have confidence that he'll do it again.
I think this is where LaFleur comes in, and that's why I was talking about those receivers earlier, which ties in with your point. I mean, I fully expect 3 wide, you know, a lot, 4 wide, a lot, to put the nickel.
Oh, you're adding Dontavian Wicks in there.
Yeah, or maybe the tight end, you know, split wide or whatever, because all of a sudden that throws in not just, you know, D'Angelo Ross, but who's nickel, you know, it ties up your safeties in coverage. So, yeah, I mean, I think LaFleur and Slowick, they're going to be going at each other.
Do you want to put one on wax here? I'm going to be completely honest. I don't feel comfortable doing that.
What's that?
A prediction.
Oh, you know what? Let's do it. Let's do it. Because I feel like 34-31. Packers.
Ooh. Yeah, I was going 28-27. But it's tight game. And if I go tight game, I feel like I said that I have to go tight.
And also, I said field goal, and that's a 3-point edge. But yeah, the field goals can come earlier in the game as well.
I think your number sounds better for like what I was thinking, which again, 34-31 would be towards the Packers. It feels like they've played the more complete situation, but I still believe that the Texans have the capability. And again, if they're scoring 30-something points, that means that they're existing in a better space.
Absolutely.
So, you know what? I'm flipping it. 34-31 Texans.
All right. I'm glad you did that because I'm the guy that said this is a Super Bowl. This looks like a Super Bowl team, and I just picked them to lose.
But that's right.
That doesn't have anything to do with my long-term projection of this squad. A lot of injuries involved. A lot of, you know, tough environment, you know, to go into in a hot team with Packers. I just feel like they might edge them.
28-24, Green Bay comes in from the 713. Another 713 says 41-3 Texans. I like what you're doing.
Wow. Sounds like Seth.
What a great belief in your Houston Texans. Cool with that. Jeff on the Twitch, or it's rather the YouTube, 27-14. I don't know which way you're saying, but I'm guessing that you go Texans there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. This one, more than anything, the one thing that I will predict is that this will be a very, very interesting game to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe probably a fun one as well.
So, oh, yeah. You know, I'm looking forward to it.
You are indeed in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Super excited for this game that you can hear, of course, where the Houston Texans play on Sports Radio 610. 12 noon is when kickoff starts, but you want to be here at 9 when Sean and Seth get things going for the pregame, and then Sean will return with Clint to finish it off and break all the things down. They'll get an interview. They'll hear from the coach and all of these things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first place that you go to break down what will be an exciting matchup between your Texans and the Packers. All right. This is about that time where we turn it over to our guy Fig for, you know, the Figgy's mixtape. But he is not here. However,
AI did it.
I think we have automate this. Fig, what we got?
Yes, I'm out here getting some stuff together for the crib, the new crib, but I got to leave y'all some things for the mixtape. I want to know, what is your age without saying how old you are? 713-572-4610, something that happened within your life that will be a dead giveaway to your age. What is something you believe that get way too much hate for no reason? And what is your I can't believe other people don't do this hack? Send them in, text them in, 713-572-4610. Let's have some fun on a Friday.
Okay, Fig left us some fun.
Man.
We'll do all of that next.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down. On a Friday, happy Friday. I am out. I'm not actually in studio. I'm at the crib getting some stuff together. Had the big move today. Got the new house. So get some stuff together. But I had to leave my guys with a couple joints for the mixtape. So I want everybody to weigh in on this. 713-572-4610. What is your age without saying how old you are? I'll start off with this. Power Rangers was a big freaking deal for me, man. Mm. I love Power Rangers. I was into Barney a little bit too, but Power Rangers was my thing. Pokemon cards took over the world. We was over here trading Pokemon cards, the yo-yos, that sleep. That was a big deal. I remember back in my day, I used to try to record music from the radio, so I had to put tape over a cassette tape while trying to block out the commercials and all that stuff. Also, rocking do-rags. That was a thing. That was a thing. That was a fashion statement. Just walking around in public, rocking the do-rag. With the throwback jerseys and all that stuff, that was a big deal. But let me know what y'all got.
All right, so this is going to be... People don't, it's kind of like I'm talking from another planet. I remember calling someone and you couldn't talk to him because it was a busy signal.
You had to call the operator first.
No, it wasn't that long ago.
Operator, please.
You don't even remember that.
Give me 73.
You barely remember telephones, I'm sure.
What are you doing right now?
An actual telephone.
I'm not that young.
But it changed quickly.
I'm not that young.
But remember the old telephone that you would set on a table?
Yeah.
Or a desk or whatever. Pick up the phone, the rotary.
So I've never used a rotary phone.
You had the rotary number, click, 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 and then 7, click, 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 and then 1, and you know, all that stuff. And then if the person was on the phone, there wasn't any
call waiting.
There wasn't any messaging. Yeah. It was just a busy signal.
Well, can't get to them. We'll call back later.
My dad just said, 10 minutes on the phone. Everybody just gets 10 minutes on the phone. I'm like, okay, I'll talk fast.
Yeah. I am saw the first PDAs years old. Like, I remember, because you started talking about phones, and I vividly remember, like, my mom's, like, black book. Because you had to have, like,
a contract. Oh, I had a Rolodex.
Right? Big man over here. He had a lot of people to keep in tow. But, no, I vividly remember, like, having the number. Mm-hmm. I am also, to be fair, I am also remember people's numbers years old.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And of course that goes back pretty far, but I'm probably like one of the last generations of remember people's numbers mm-hmm. years old. Although I say all that, and now I remember one number that is not my own by heart.
I remember my the number of the house I grew up in.
I do remember that, but that's not useful for me, right?
732-8560.
All right. Whoever has that number now just get at least one call. Some other people getting involved here. Oh, yes. 713, Scholastic Book Fairs.
Oh, yes. Weekly Readers. Do you remember the Weekly Readers?
Weekly Readers.
The Weekly Readers. You used to get them in school, and it was the coolest thing. It was the first mail I ever got, and I was always so excited on Fridays. It would arrive on Fridays, and it was a little newspaper kind of magazine that would arrive and had stories that kids liked. You know, like I remember reading a story in the Weekly Reader about Vita Blue, this pitcher for the Oakland A's that threw 100 miles an hour. And I would just run to the mailbox. Is the Weekly Reader in? Is the Weekly Reader in? That Sports Illustrated in the mailbox, of
Sports
course.
Sports Illustrated. East Bay's in the mailbox is one of those.
This isn't my era, but my kids, it reminded me when I heard Figgy. You remember Pogs?
Pogs came in on the text line.
They did?
From the 832. Pogs with the metal slammer.
Yeah. Yeah.
No
they were big
and
on
And no area codes is a great one.
Yeah.
Like not a
I
lot
just
of,
said 732-8560.
Yeah, you were like, who needs area code? I am where I am.
Yeah, exactly.
832 says parachute pants. Okay, all right. All right, 979, I don't know what we're doing. This Davy Crockett coonskin hats. All right.
That's a while back.
Yeah, I was like, how far are we going back there? I also thought of one, as I don't know how I got here. Mavis Beacon teaches typing.
What is that?
Yeah. See, that's how I know you're just a little bit older, man. Some of us, you know, the computers got brought into our classes because they was like, oh, we gonna teach these kids how to type.
Yeah.
Like not typewriter type, computer type.
Yeah.
And so yeah. The typing software programs.
Yeah, I got so many of these. The other two that popped in mind. I'll kind of go in order. Like in high school, I remember like an 8-track. Not a cassette.
Yeah.
Not a CD.
Understood.
An actual 8-track in my first car. So the song would be playing, and then you'd hear click, click, and it'd go to the next track, and it can pick up the song where it was. So, there's a lot of that stuff. A
lot of people coming in with the party lines.
Mm-hmm.
When you were on the
party lines. I remember that.
Yeah, they said the grandfather had a party line playing dodgeball with actual rubber kickballs. We talked about that.
Talked about that.
Earlier this week. TV guide. Actually getting a physical TV guide. Hey, what's on today? Let me flip through and find out.
How about no remotes?
Oh, see, I'm not that one where you had to get up and do the click, 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 UHF.
No, I was the youngest kid in my family, so my dad always propped me, sat me next to the TV. So he goes, put it on 12. Click, click, click. Put it back on 4. Click, click, click. I was like a human remote control.
281, the first date was to see Purple Rain at the theater. Okay. 713, Armstrong walks on the moon. All right, shout out to you.
I remember the first video game I ever got to play on my home TV. Pong. That's a true story. You've heard of Pong, right?
I have, of course. Yeah. And then on the YouTube, Reading Rainbow.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Voltron, Thundercats, and Transformers were top cartoons in your time. All right.
Bugs Bunny.
Oh, okay. Just for like me. Watching Bugs Bunny. Yeah. I was like, Boost Mobile, where you at? Yu-Gi-Oh or Pokemon? Absolutely. I remember Pokemon went crazy in the streets, man. Went crazy. All right. I guess next one.
Yes, sir. It's Figgy Smith Staple on In the Loop Sports Radio. Sit stand, Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. What is something you believe gets too much hate for no reason? The first thing I thought about, and we in baseball season so far, the postseason, Joe Buck. I never understood the hate with Joe Buck, but he gets a lot of hate, especially in this city. I don't see it. I don't understand it. I just don't get it. I feel like he do a damn good job, but he get a lot of hate in the city. I also feel like pineapple on pizza get a lot of hate.
Yep.
And mind you, man. I don't care for pineapple on pizza, but we've seen a whole bunch of wild stuff when it comes to food. For some reason, people just... It just ticks them off whenever you hear pineapple on pizza. I don't care for it, but
you eat
I don't
you
think
eat.
It deserved that much hate. What y'all got?
Pineapple on pizza was immediately the one that came to mind because you don't have to eat it. Nobody's making you eat it.
Yeah.
That's the thing that the food preference ones get kind of funny because it's like, you don't have to eat that one. You're good.
I feel like this is a good question because a lot of them are food related. I feel Bob Costas is in that Joe Buck realm now. It's like I said earlier when we were talking about it, like, what do you expect? That's Bob Costas. But that was one that popped into mind. Blue cheese dressing. along the same lines as as pineapple on pizza. I put blue cheese dressing on wings. I put it on my salad. I put crumbles on my salad. And you don't have to. You don't have to. I love it.
I love that two separate people sent in Nickelback for this answer. We had a lot of throwback or a lot of callbacks during the course of this week of the show. 281, Angel Reese feels like a lot of dudes hating who have never played above JV in high school, they say.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, women's basketball in general. The thing that always hits me is, I'm not saying that you have to like it. The people that go out of their way to let you know that they don't like it, I'm like, okay, why are we doing
that's
that?
Everything right now.
That is fair.
That is everything right now. I'm trying to think, like, what else might, like, it gets unfairly too much hate.
Now I'm confused because some of these are coming in that are still answering.
From the last one?
Yeah, from the last. Like, I saw Magic School Bus and I was like, wait, people hate Magic School Bus? I was like,
oh, no, okay, that's my bad.
Yeah, there we go. Got you.
Eminem, he gets too much hate. He does. He was the best in the game.
He was.
Yeah. He was. At one point, he was.
He was at a point. He absolutely was. I'm trying to think of ones outside of...
Like food.
Yeah, food is just the easy one. And I think the reason why it gets a lot of hate is because food is the place where we can argue. And like it's one of the few bastions where we can argue and it still feels like we're having fun. There's a lot more things now that if we start having kind of takes... All of a sudden, we find ourselves in this place. Where it's like, oh, the mood has changed. I thought we were having fun, and now we no longer are.
I just thought of one, and the only reason is because somehow it came up this week, and I forget how. Crocs. I don't wear Crocs other than the loafers. I think I'm wearing a pair now, but you know, like the actual shoe. Croc,
yeah.
But the old school waffle looking, you know, bulky Crocs. A lot of people just hate them and laugh at them and all that, and I'm like. They are comfortable. I don't wear them, but they are comfortable. Let them have their Crocs. Let the man have his Crocs.
Yeah, I'm still working on myself with that one. I'm going to be completely honest. just a little bit. I'm not perfect. I've got to be honest. Our guy, Sean Pendergast of Payne and Pendergast in the Morning, sent us a text that, again, could fit both of these questions, which is having to buy your nudity at the convenience store.
I think it's the first question.
Maybe.
I think it is.
Or maybe he's just in a place where he's like, I should be able to do that without you judging me. I don't know. You know? From the 281. Oh, this is bold. They think Deshaun Watson gets too much hate. I don't know if I can go there.
I think it's the appropriate level of hate.
You might be out there alone, friend. You might be out there alone. This one, though, 979, I completely agree with it. Roger Goodell.
I'm not a big fan, but maybe he's a little bit.
I think we need to direct that at where it needs to go, which is a lot of the times you mad at the owners. He's just the guy who stands there and takes it.
Well, that's fair.
That's the way. Yeah. Position of TP on a roll. Oh, no. There's one right way to do that, and if you're doing it the other way, you're wrong.
No,
I don't know if that was the spirit of the question, but maybe we should.
No, you're right. You're right.
I think Figgy's got one more for us, doesn't he?
Yep, it's Figgy Smith's tape on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. Figgy Fig holding it down on a Friday. What are your I can't believe other people don't do this hat? I'm going to read a few of them that people sent in. Cleaning out your refrigerator before grocery shopping. A lot of people apparently don't do this. Nope. I really don't do this, but I think it's pretty smart just to kind of get the old stuff out of there. That way, towards the end of the week or the month, you ain't got to do a deep cleaning when it comes to the refrigerator. I think that's pretty smart.
Yeah.
Another one I got is buy her flowers just because. That's something I really want to start doing. I think that one's becoming slept on. You got to start buying your lady some
Lopez
flowers.
Lopez sleeping right now.
Just because.
Right, Lopez.
And the last one I got is when you pull up to the gas station and some people have no idea what side their gas tank is on. If you look in the dashboard right next to the gas meter, you see a little arrow right there. Mm-hmm. That arrow points to the side your gas tank is
on.
I found that out probably like 8 or 9 years ago, and I still use it to this day. A lot of people don't know why that's there. I think that's a cool little hack. Let me hear what y'all got.
Go ahead.
That one's a great one that I've had.
I learned that while renting cars.
Oh, really?
Yeah, when you rent a car, you can... Oh, okay, there it is.
Yeah, that was one of those things that... It was easy, I just remembered which side. Mm-hmm. But then when I figured it out, I've had the pleasure of telling people that, and I didn't realize it would make me so happy that people were like, oh.
A lot of people don't know.
And a lot of people actually have to stop and get out of the car. Maybe not a lot, but I've seen people have to stop and get out of the car.
Back in the day.
That's incredible. So yeah, no, it changes. You really do feel like a god amongst men. Where you're like, I don't need to think about this. I know exactly where to go.
I think the fridge thing's got me thinking. I've never done that.
I haven't either.
And but it's a good idea.
It's a good idea that I know for damn certain I'm not doing that. That seems like extra
work. I might at least, you know, a couple things, get rid of a couple things here and there to do it. I'm trying to think of some other hacks that I have. Most of them are like cooking related kind of thing. Like, you know, wrapping, you know, your food when you're resting your food after you cook it.
Yeah, that's a good one that I don't think a lot of people think of. It's like, all right, it's done cooking. Let's eat.
No. Let it rest. Sometimes an hour, 4 hours, depending on the size of the
meat. I'm not waiting 4 hours.
No, you cook a brisket. It's got to be minimum 4 hours. Minimum. If you want a better brisket, listen to the Bite Meat podcast and wrap your brisket at least 4 hours after you take it off.
713, cleaning your kitchen before bed and not leaving dishes in the sink. Just kind of that mm-hmm. I guess opportunity to do that. I think one of the things I've been thinking about lately, and I don't know how much this is like a hack that people don't know, is just like the power of a deep breath, like mm-hmm. the way that it kind of resets your system.
Yeah,
it's something small, but that's huge. If you just stop and let's do it all together, right? Real quick. Just breathe in, breathe out.
What about putting a spoon over boiling water, a wooden spoon?
I think people have heard that.
Oh, yeah. It works.
I don't know how many people actually will do it on a consistent basis.
No, it works.
Baking soda in the fridge. Yeah.
100%. That's a good one.
Yep. 281. This is one that I actually hadn't thought about. This is a good hint. Renew your electricity contract in the fall.
Great idea.
Getting good good deals on your mm-hmm. on your electricity bill or what have you.
Well, somebody mentioned ice cream. Did you know, those ice cream cones that have the thick handle, you know, the old school ice cream cone?
Mm-hmm.
You roll it between your hands to warm it up a little bit.
Ah.
Or run warm water over it, and it'll get your ice cream a lot better. Because, you know, it's nothing more frustrating than, it's like a rock when you try to scoop your ice cream.
I like all my friends here, all my hygiene friends here saying, wipe your keister with wet wipes. I'll take you a step further. Bidet, friends. Do the bidet.
You're a bidet guy?
Do not be afraid of it. Having a clean behind is incredible. And you know that because of the wipes, but it's even better. Like, think about it. If you got your hand dirty, if you somehow had your hand in some excrement, what would you do? You go wash it, right?
Yes, you
so
would.
So why not do that with the skin that's on your keister? I'm telling you. And I'm not trying to be nasty or anything. I understand we're in kind of that lunch hour or lunchtime mm-hmm. place. It helps everything run smoothly too.
I'm telling you, I've never been a bidet guy. Never had one.
Do
I'm
it.
I'm not going to argue.
Do it.
You have one in your place?
Yeah. I mean, I have a bidet attachment. I don't have a whole bidet. How rich do you think I am? You know what we make. That's Figgy's mixtape. You get it every weekday at 1:20 p.m. right here on Sports Radio 610. Figgy's so good at this, he could do this without even being here.
While holding a box.
What? we got to put some respect on
this. Yes,
Big,
absolutely.
Man. Oh, my goodness.
He's literally pushing a couch and doing the mixtape.
If you push the second button down on the right side of the gas pump screen, it'll mute the audio. Ooh.
Now I got to go try that.
Yeah,
that's one of those today years old things.
I want to go try that. Keep sending those in. I'm gonna see if I can run these through when on in our next segment. Coming up next, we get ready to hand off to our guys Clint and Ron, who are out at East River 9, getting ready for their Football Friday broadcast of the drive. But before that, we will draft the weekend. What games and other things are we most excited for this weekend? We'll do that next. Been a very, very fun Football Friday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. We appreciate you guys helping us make it incredibly fun. Actually, we appreciate you guys making it fun. I'm going to give you
the
credit.
Interaction.
It's been a delight. Much appreciation to our guy, Byron Matthews, making everything smooth too. And Figgy Fig doing mm-hmm. the remote mixtape. What a great day, man. And it only gets better as Clint and Ron getting ready to come on here in a second. But before we hand off to them, we got to draft the weekend, Lopez.
Yeah, we do.
I believe I had the first pick last time we did this. And so you get the honor of selecting what you are most interested in this weekend first. And before we even get to that, the common disclaimer that needs to be thrown up here is we know Texans Packers is number one on probably all of our run sheets here and all of our cards. So that one goes without saying. And with that being the case, Lopez.
I was kind of hoping you'd go first because I thought you would pick Georgia, Texas. And as much as I want to see that, I don't know if it's number one. I got to decide on the fly here.
Well, okay, you got the number one pick.
I know.
How are you out here trying to?
I thought you'd make it easy for me.
Well, just make the pick then.
I'm going
to. Ain't nobody said you have to pick Georgia, Texas.
I'm not going to pick Georgia, Texas.
See what I did there?
A little psychology at work. I'm not. The game I really want to see is Lions-Vikings, not even Chiefs-Niners. I want to see Lions-Vikings. I think it's going to be, I mean, I'm you know, you guys know I'm very high on the Lions this year. I think they got every element, but they're missing, you know, obviously, and will be missing Aiden Hutchinson. Are the Vikings, they just continue to prove that they're the real deal. I think it's going to be a great game. I'll pick Lions-Vikings.
That's a good one to pick. I like what you are doing there. And I appreciate it greatly. That is a good pick, but I will go ahead and take the I'll take the easy bait. Give me Texas, Georgia.
Yeah, it's right there. It's gonna be good.
I understand where you're coming from. I think that there is maybe a little bit less to learn. I think that I'm mm-hmm. in a place where I already think Georgia isn't as strong
yeah.
as maybe the Georgia brand would lead someone to believe, and so. If Georgia gets out here and does not look their swellest, some people are going to be like, oh my goodness. And I think I'll be like, yeah, that makes sense.
But yeah, why still, am I watching this?
I still want to see it.
But it could be an upset. And so that would make it must-watch TV. So, okay, so I got Lions-Vikings. I think I'm going to do a little twist here because I really believe that the Yankees are ripe.
I thought I would be able to get this in the second time around. I knew I should have taken it up front.
To choke. Yankees at Cleveland. Oh, by the way, tonight.
Yes.
And so Friday. They're going to still be feeling the sting of that. So, yeah, I'm going to go Yankees at Cleveland. I'm definitely going to be plugged in on that one.
Gosh, I thought yeah. I had you there. I was like, oh, man, I got this set up for me. Mm-hmm. I was going to be able to do it. All right, we continue drafting the weekend. Oh, you already took Lions, Vikings. Goodness. All right, yeah. Well, then I'll take the easy one. Give me Kansas City, San Francisco, rematch of Super Bowl. Oddly enough, San Francisco, obviously they're at home, but they're the favorites. They're Vegas's favorites. And so, yeah, I want to see that game. I want to see both of these teams not quite like as good yeah. as I think some people would assume or maybe that the mm-hmm. records would probably say. But I want to see just exactly how they match up now. And so, yeah, that one's an easy one for me to take. I'll take Chiefs.
Now, I'm not going to pick this one because I think, but I'm so interested. I just want to give a shout out to Nebraska, Indiana. That's going to be a fun game to watch. Is Indiana for real? We talked about it during our college football segment. Undefeated, biggest game maybe in their history in Bloomington. So that's going to be on the docket somewhere. But the one that I'm drafting next is another one that I think it's an elimination game. And I love both these. I love SEC football. Alabama, Tennessee at Tennessee. Boy, that's going to be that is going to be an entertaining game.
Yeah, I think that it'll be entertaining. I don't know that that one is as interesting to me as some of the others that are available here. Give me Ravens-Bucks.
Okay.
Give me Ravens-Bucks. It's Monday night, which kind of, I don't know if that fully violates. I don't think we set rules aside for Monday night football. But yeah, I really love what's happening there. The Ravens look like they might be one of, if not the best team in football right now.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bucs also are playing really well. Like Baker Mayfield, you lose Dave Canales there, who a lot of people gave credit for him coming through, and you have a defensive yeah. head coach, and all things considered, he is still playing good football as a quarterback. And so I think that is going to be a really fun challenge and rightfully is going to be a primetime game. Give me that one.
Yeah. All right, you can bash me if you want. They're 15-point favorite. Oh, wow, they're an 18-point favorite now.
the realization that your pick is also a little wilder than you thought it was.
It is an 18-point spread now, but I got to watch the Aggies, man. Come on. 3:15, weird start for that game. Certainly, you got to be careful anytime you're on the road in the SEC, but I think they're going to win at Mississippi State, but I will be plugged in. This is not going to be on your list, I know, but... It's my list, not yours.
No, it is not. No. Do you want this to be the final draft, or you want to?
Well, it depends on who you pick, because I got another thought.
Okay. Should I save my funny pick for it? Nope, going for it right now. Let me see butt. Baylor, Texas Tech, because I'm a giant child, and it is BU
yeah.
versus TT. I want to watch college football, but
yeah.
on Saturday. No, but also, I think Baylor just, mm-hmm. I have been fascinating with Dave Aranda. I think that he is a really interesting coach. Mm-hmm. However, this has seemed like it has just completely
been going
downhill. So that coaching matchup of Aranda versus McGuire is interesting to me. And so for that alone, and for the opportunity to again say, but on the radio,
yeah.
give me Baylor Texas.
And then I was just going to throw in a little Otani, man. You got to get a little Otani action in, see what he's
doing. Oh, yeah, your favorite baseball player. Yeah, who you're rooting for to win the World Series. Yep.
He's fun to watch. He was fun to watch last night. What do you get? count for four runs, something like that, had a home run, had another one, I don't know, whatever. He's fun to watch. So yeah, I'm going to probably plug in on that one, even though that one's probably a done deal.
Colorado, Arizona. Colorado, I was looking at them last week because they played Kansas State, and I was like, this team doesn't look all that different. Why are they getting that much stuff? And so I got into the advanced numbers to see, I was like, I'm missing something. Oh yeah, they're so much better on defense, and it doesn't, you don't think about it, but they are. And so Arizona, not a great team, but just I've been impressed in a way that I did not think I would be.
Yeah.
By the Colorado Buffaloes team, and I felt like I needed to take some time to salute Deion Sanders for significantly improving that defense. It's not a great defense, but considering where they were prior, like having that defense be in a much better place has allowed them to be, hey man, they look like they're going to go bowling this year,
which
that is a huge step up from where they had previously been. All right, that's the weekend drafted, as drafted by In the Loop right here on Sports Radio 610.